you know, can he carry the ball more than two times in a row without having to go get a drink of water? You know what I mean? Like, what type of shape is he in? Like, he has not done anything on a football field relative to football since, well, when did he get injured? November? Week 11, I think it was. It's not his fault. I'm not saying that's his fault. I'm just saying, like, has not done one thing relative to contact or anything. And so we've got to do what's best for him, number one, what's best for the player, and then what's best for the team relative to where he's at.
That's Bill O'Brien earlier today on Deontay Foreman. The 21-day window has been activated, which means he's going to practice with the team, and they'll have 21 days. It could be today, but it has 21 days max to decide if he's going to play or not. We got some breaking news, too, by the way, because I get a lot of crap. Something that Loophole's talked to me about more than any take we've had or anything is the fact that I like ranch dressing on my steak. Or I like steak, ranch dressing, whatever. I like ranch dressing on my steak.
You like ranch.
Well, Pat Mahomes, apparently, likes ketchup on his steak. So, Freddie D., how does that taste?
I could care less. I mean, he's got a rocket for an arm, so what difference does that make? I mean, I don't know if you're really in a position to be casting aspersions on somebody's culinary decisions.
He does have a rocket forearm, no doubt about it.
Well, so, here's the thing.
And they will still pee down their leg in January.
All right, because he makes a horrible...
This year is not any different.
Oh, it's night and day different.
Here they go.
It's night and day different.
Here's the thing.
What's the difference? Y'all just have a different signal caller who's going to somehow, some way,
you're the only person that has not noticed that everything's different about the team.
What is different about Kansas City? I'm sorry.
Really? I mean, we just said it. The guy that
they have a different quarterback.
Okay, you're gonna pretend like that's not a big
deal. Still the same head coach
who's been to five NFC championships and been to a Super Bowl.
And
so I mean, did he forget?
You just listed his resume.
Yeah.
Was that it?
200 career wins.
Yes.
I mean, so I mean,
he's gone to the NFC title game five times.
Okay.
Gone to Super Bowl, but notice how you stopped after went to a Super Bowl.
What,
you stopped.
What else am I supposed to say?
Because there's nothing else left to say.
What do I need to say? What do you want me to keep saying?
Five NFC title games and how many Super Bowl appearances?
One.
So he's successful in 20% of his title games.
Okay.
Conference title games.
All right. And who's he going up against this year? Who's his main guy? Bill Belichick? Mike Tomlin? Okay, great.
Bill Belichick, yeah.
That's the same guy
that's always wearing that hoodie. Probably has a zipper on it.
There you go, hoodie with a zipper. We agree on that. But I mean, this idea that Pat Mahomes didn't make a difference is insane.
I'm saying to you that this is the same script. Kansas City is always good throughout the regular season.
This is where you're wrong. This is not the same script. The Redskins are what the Chiefs have been. That's the same. Because Alex Smith, come on, man.
When's the last time the Redskins were leading the division this late into the season?
Been a while.
Ooh, 3 or 4 years ago?
I believe it was when RG3 was a rookie.
You make it seem like Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes are the same dude.
No, I'm not saying that they're not the same dude. I'm not saying they're the same dude. What I'm saying to you is I've seen this script before. I've seen this movie before.
No, you haven't. That's where you're wrong. When have you the last time you ever seen the Chiefs play like they're playing right now?
I'm sorry. When the real Titanic went down, was Leonardo DiCaprio on that? Was Leonardo DiCaprio the real Titanic?
No, he was not.
Exactly. But guess what? Even though we're seeing the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it,
okay,
we still know how it's going to end.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You don't. What's the difference? Different cast of characters.
Am I not saying it
different cast
enough?
Of characters. Different lead character, but
you
guess
know, for
what?
A guy that
still
played 8 years
result.
In the NFL, I'm literally baffled.
And somebody that played against Kansas City numerous
See,
times.
See, there's the key thing.
Oh,
that's
really?
What you're
missing. Oh, I'm sorry, because how many times you play against Pat Mahomes?
None.
Zero. Okay, then we're done.
I played against Andy Reid, though.
And that's fine. Okay, now listen, I'm not saying Andy Reid doesn't have his faults, okay? But Andy Reid's never had Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because there's an article on the ESPN today talking about how very few human beings can do what Pat Mahomes did.
No arguments.
So here's my question that I'm just baffled by. So it's okay to we can love up all these other quarterbacks and talk about what a big difference they make, but yet for whatever reason, Kansas City's going to piss down their leg because of Pat Mahomes.
I never said that Patrick Mahomes doesn't make a difference, and I didn't
that's
say
what you're
he,
saying.
I didn't
no,
say he's not
that
one of
right
the top
now.
Quarterbacks
You've been
in the NFL
that
right
every
now.
Time you come
I didn't
on.
Say that. I said Kansas City being what are they right now? 8-1, 9-1. They are not about to go. Even though they're 9-1, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
They're going
to pee down their leg and soil themselves like they always do.
I guess we'll see.
And they probably will lose to the Rams this coming Monday.
You know
Anyhow,
what? They might.
Boys.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Anyhow.
I guess we'll have
and
to wait and
guess
see.
What? We will then roll credits, because it'll be, once again, another movie we have already seen.
All right, we'll see.
All right,
we'll
so see. Let's get to the more important
let's
stuff.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's get to the more important stuff. First of all, just because Pat Mahomes, you know, basically puts crap on his steak doesn't make you putting crap on your steak any better. It doesn't. Crap on steak is crap on steak.
Started.
Might be red, might be white. That's point number one. All right?
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Hey, what's point number two?
Point number two
since
is...
you started the list.
No, no. Point number two is what we're going to talk about in this segment.
With a couple things. Yeah. One, put a debate. Put it into the hoodie debate.
Oh,
can you have a, can you have a hoodie with a zipper?
I have a hoodie with a zipper that's actually on the hoodie itself.
But
yes.
Also a hoodie with
but
a zipper.
It's in
a hoodie
front,
zipper.
Though,
yes.
Front.
Yeah. Yes, you can have, yes, you can have a hoodie with a zipper.
Doesn't that make it a jacket? Absolutely. Doesn't that make it a jacket?
Nope.
But the hoodie is what makes it a hoodie.
See, Dictionary.com says
right,
no.
Well,
no.
I'm not going to concede that point. All right, so there's that. There's that.
Because
there's
you conceded
that.
The last one for sure.
I ain't conceding anything. I ain't conceding anything on that. And listen, I didn't bring it up, so I'm going to leave it alone.
It's Kansas City, man. Y'all are doomed to fail because.
All right, stop. All right, we've done this already.
Hey, we've done this already.
Look at the name of the state.
What's that?
Missouri. Kansas. Like, what kind of names are those?
I don't know. The same one, the same as U of H. Right, so, point is this. My thing is this. I think the Texans need to come out swinging on Sunday, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't think, and we talked about this with John McClain yesterday, I don't think you can go out and, listen, we know he likes to run the ball, right? We know all that. But I just think that you need to set a tone early on. You have Deshaun Watson. You use ball control when he's banged up and you have banged up guys in your wide receiver group. That's not the case anymore, all right? At least for this week, okay? At least for this week. This is as healthy as they're going to be all season, right? At least for right now. I think you need to go out. You need to make a statement. You need to make a statement early. And I believe that if you can get in the red zone and you convert your red zone opportunities, which is one thing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't do last week, that this game could be over by halftime.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe assumption. But at the same time, I think that Washington is such a Dr. Jekyll and Hyde type of team
where they're
up and down. You don't really know which team you're getting. One thing that you can pretty much take to the bank is that Alex Smith, he's not going to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
He's going to play smart. He won't exactly throw you into the game, but he's definitely not going to throw you out of the game. Mm-hmm. And Washington, depending on which team you get, you don't know if you're going to get the team that's out over there losing to teams
Atlanta,
or you don't know if you're going to get the team that's actually somewhat winning right now. So I think that definitely you want to step on their throat against any team that you play against on a Sunday afternoon, because you don't want games to always go to the fourth quarter. More than likely, they probably will because it's the NFL and there's so much parity. But if you can go ahead and step on somebody's throat and end the game by halftime, you always take that deal.
True or false, Bill O'Brien got a contract extension in the offseason, much to the dismay of many people, including myself, because of how the offense looked in the six games Deshaun Watson played. True or false?
I would go true on that one.
Based on that, why is it that I shouldn't expect that offense to look more like that after the bye week with the healthy receiving core and everything? Because McClain thinks they're going to yuck it up. If they just go back to the yuck it up style, then I almost feel like I got cheated last year and Bill O'Brien basically tricked everyone into getting a contract extension and then going back to his old ways.
Well, you also have to remember, Landry, is that now what John McClain is saying, part of his reasoning for thinking that the Texans are going to yuck it up this week is also, remember, they now have Demaryius Thomas in the fold. They don't have Will Fuller for the remainder of the season. So that may also factor into why he's feeling like they're going to yuck it up, because just like I've said before, you're going to still see the offense moving the ball. You're still going to see plays being made. You just won't see as much pop down the field. It won't be as prolific as it was with a Will Fuller.
One thing I'm talking about, and obviously I hope the answer to this is positive, but I feel like this game and the rest of the season is a referendum on Bill O'Brien's style. Because when you really think about it, and you mention Alex Smith, he's the perfect Bill O'Brien quarterback.
Yeah.
Doesn't throw interceptions.
Keeps it slow and steady, and to Landry's point, I think that's also part of the reason why Bill O'Brien got that extension. Just like Marvin Lewis, he's been in Cincinnati for I don't even know how many
years.
Still hasn't
like
won a playoff game. But the thing is that he provides stability.
That's it. Right.
And so many owners. Yes, if a team is not winning, they're not going to the NFC title game. Because they're not doing that, one would think, okay, go ahead, get rid of this guy. Yeah. Let's go get somebody else in. But there is something to be said for stability in this league.
Well, but see, my bigger point here is that's the perfect Bill O'Brien quarterback. He has to change. If he tries to make Deshaun Watson, Alex Smith, We got problems.
Problem. Yes, very much so.
We got problems.
And I think so much in this league, just like I've told you guys before, it comes down to scheme. And if you find the right scheme for your skill set, you can just take off and the sky can be the limit. But with a guy like Bill O'Brien, a lot of times coaches, they're control freaks. And they want the player to fit in their box or should I say their scheme that they think is going to be the most successful way to go down the field. And so for a guy like Deshaun Watson, if he is hindered, if he is handcuffed by Bill O'Brien, actually wanting to water down the scheme, tell him to not try to go and make plays whenever the play is busted or anything like that, rolling out the pocket, making plays off script. Yes, that can hinder a guy like that because Deshaun Watson is gunslinging. We know that. Mm-hmm. And if you all of a sudden try to go and reduce him to a game manager, a guy who's just going to dink and duck like a Dak Prescott, then yes, you won't see the true actual talent of a Deshaun Watson come out in his full colors.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I got a theory on why we may finally start to see the Deshaun Watson, the gunslinger that you're talking about. I think it might be about that time. Will Fuller notwithstanding, but I think you're onto something there, Stanford. We'll get to that next, as well as the locker room. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. We are in the last hour of the program out here at Billiard Factory, 1960 in Cutting Road. Come on out here. See what all this is about out here, because I promise you it is definitely worth it. So don't go anywhere. Coming up next, this is something we do agree on, Stanford Rout and I, why I do think it's about that time for Deshaun Watson, and we'll discuss it next. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.